I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for a Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Let me welcome you once again to It's a Good Life. And we're continuing our study in the book of 2 Peter. We're in chapter 2. And we're going to read with verse 17. But up to this point, we've been looking at false prophets and false teachers, the godly and the ungodly, and righteousness and unrighteousness. Well, verse 17 talks about these false prophets and the people who are spreading lies and living lies. And it says there in verse 17 of 2 Peter chapter 2, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Now, of course, we're looking at false prophets and false teachers here. These are people who have been described by Peter, and he goes on to describe them in verse 17 that they have no compassion. You notice there are the terms, these are wells without water. And have you ever noticed someone who is supposed to be crying, and they're crying their heart out, and you look and there are no real tears coming out of their eyes? Well, that's what Peter is saying about these false teachers and false prophets. They're putting up a good front, but if you look closely, they have no compassion, no real compassion for people or for the Lord. And we also see that there's a gloom of darkness. There's no light within them. They themselves are barely able to see, and they won't change according to the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now we see that not only by studying 2 Peter and other books of the Bible, that there are people who stand up and they supposedly represent God, but some of them are unsaved and some of them are saved. These people who are saved, they are blinded. And the same devil, the one who has blinded the minds of those who are unsaved, is the same one who blinds the mind of the saved. He is the one who leads into darkness. In John chapter 11, verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. And then in John chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And these people who are saved, who are false teachers and false prophets, they have received the salvation that God offers through Jesus Christ, but they've quit walking after him. They've quit living for Jesus Christ. They have been blinded by the God of this world, and the God of this world is Satan. Well, we move on into verse 18, and we see that these false prophets and false teachers are deceptive in their methods. It says in verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. Well, false teachers are able to allure others, according to this verse. And they allure others by speaking great swelling words of emptiness. In other words, they're saying nothing and they have nothing to offer, but they're able to get up and they sound good. They put on a good show, they have great swelling words, and they're great orators, but they're really saying nothing. And they also allure others through the lust of the flesh and unchecked by morality. In other words, do whatever you want to do, it's all right, because, and they may even use terms like, everything's under the blood, which is true. God cleanses us through the blood of Christ. Everything is actually washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. All sin is gone when that person received Jesus Christ as Savior. But the Bible tells us that we're to walk not as this world walks, as the people of this world who are unsaved, but we are to walk according to the Word of God. We are not only saved, but we're to look like saved people. We're to look like, act like, smell like, and be like, and because we are saved people. But the people who are leading others astray say it's all right to do anything in this world and follow the actions of this world. But notice also that these false teachers are able to allure others by saying that those who got away, and those people who actually get away from the error of their teachings, they quit listening to these people who have false teachings. These false teachers and false prophets say that these people are now living in sin, that they're living in error, they're lost. And the false teachers say that those who left them are sinners. And we have people leaving churches today because of sin found within the church body, within the leadership of that church body, and that church leadership will not stand up against that sin. And that's because they are not following the precepts, the Word of God, the things found there that God says, this is true and this is wrong. These false teachers and false prophets, once again, are blinded by their own greed, by their own selfishness, by their own wantonness of being exalted. And we need to get away from people like that and follow the Word of God. You say, how do we get away from that? Well, you simply get in the Word of God and let God speak to you through His Word. You grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we'll see that later on. But notice verse 19. Verse 19 talks about false teachers and their promises, and they are deceptive. It says, while they promise them liberty, and that's the people, they're promising people liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. These false teachers and false prophets, they promise freedom, but there's no freedom for what they're offering. The false teachers themselves are prisoners of what? Of sin. Sin brings into bondage. We're in bondage when we let the things of this world creep into our lives and we're controlled by the things of this world instead of the things of God. A person is a prisoner of whatever controls him. And if we're letting this world control us and the things of this world, then we are in bondage just as these false prophets and false teachers are. The Bible says that we're to come out from among them, that we're to be separate from the things of this world. The Bible says that we're not to be conformed to the things of this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are to be transformed daily into the image of Christ. Now, we're not going to be perfect in the sense of being perfectly perfect in this life, but there's coming a day when we are going to be completely perfect, and that's when we see Jesus Christ in person. Whether we are dying in this body, whether this body dies, and it will one day, or whether Jesus Christ comes back for us in the clouds and says, come up hither for those who have trusted Him as Savior. Whichever takes place first, either death or when Jesus comes back for the church, that is when we will be made perfect in God's sight and in the sight of our Savior Jesus Christ. But notice something else now in verses 20 through 22. We see the end of these people. It's worse than the beginning according to these verses. It says, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. After a safe person, through the knowledge of the Lord, has been set free of contamination, that sin of the world, if they go back to those contaminants, sin, then the end of their life will be worse than it was at the beginning of their Christian life. Because first of all, when a person, when first saved, the person does not fully comprehend what has taken place. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. We're not fully grown when we first get saved. We're babes in Christ. We've got to grow. And we see also as Christians grow in the knowledge of the Lord, they learn the godly life is possible. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It doesn't come through a man or a woman or even ourselves. It comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. That victory comes only through Him. And then we see that Christians who get out of the will of the Lord, if they remain there and never return to their first love, and that's Jesus Christ, their life's end will be miserable. Why? Because verse 21 says this, "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." People can never replace or regain time lost during years of being out of the will of God. Luke chapter 12 and verse 48, it says in that verse, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." Well, God's word is true. Verse 22, once again it says, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed in her wallowing in the mire." Of course, that proverb that it's referring to is Proverbs 26:11. It says, "As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly." The false teacher thinks he is smarter than God. Proverbs 26:12 says, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." And Proverbs 26:3-11 teaches us that an arrogant man, wise in his own conceit, is even worse than a fool. And this false teacher also thinks there will be no reckoning. In Galatians 6:7-8, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth through his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth through the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And when it's too late, this person realizes that sinfulness, that what takes place, and we see that in Haggai chapter 1 and verse 6. Well, false teachers end up with nothing worthwhile on the earth. And that verse in Haggai 1:6 says, "Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." There's nothing left. And false teachers will not escape God's judgment according to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30. It says, "The Lord shall judge his people." And that means not only will the unsaved be judged, but God's people will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. And the end of false teachers is seen in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 24. "All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die."
You've been listening to It's a Good Life. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That address, once again, is Dr. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You may also visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. Until the next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.